A Japanese Viewpoint, 15.
Around the time of the Los Angeles Olympics, 1984, when I was still a teenager, I had a chance to stay with an American family in the suburbs of San Francisco for a month. One day, they once took me to a nearby mountain with a trailer to camp. I was really surprised to see the host father carrying a gun in the car during our trip. Fortunately, nothing bad happened in the camp. However, I remembered how scared I was, not by a possible attack at the camp, but rather by the gun itself. The National Rifle Association, NRA, was established in 1871 and is said to be a very powerful and influential lobbying group that works against anti-gun bills. The Brady Handgun Control Act, which the NRA failed to block, requires a background check before the purchase of a handgun. Data shows that during the 8 years of the Clinton administration, 1992 to 2000, since its enactment in 1993, the Brady Act helped to prevent a total of more than 600,000 felons, fugitives, domestic abusers, and other prohibited purchasers from buying guns, and the gun-related crime rate declined by 40%. No doubt gun control works to make the nation safer. However, one CNN survey shows that 43% of those surveyed support the NRA stance, 36% object, and 21% said they don't know. Although the opinion is split, it is noteworthy that more people support the possession of guns than those who do not. Why do so many Americans still support the possession of guns? Guns have spread so widely in the United States that it seems to be impossible to completely ban gun possession. It is possible that only good and honest people would turn in their guns while bad guys keep theirs. Consequently, those who have given up their guns might be subject to more danger from the bad guys.